Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. Chinese Defense Minister Dong Jun has held a virtual meeting with his U.S. counterpart Lloyd Austin. Dong said the militaries of both countries should jointly explore ways of peaceful coexistence. They should avoid confrontation and seek cooperation on the basis of equality and mutual trust. Dong told Austin that the Taiwan question is at the core of China's core interests and the People's Liberation Army will not sit on its hands in the face of Taiwan independence. Dong also called on the U.S. to respect China's territorial integrity and maritime rights in the South China Sea. The fourth meeting of the China-U.S. Financial Working Group has been held in Washington. According to China's central bank, both sides engaged in candid and constructive exchanges on monetary policies, financial stability, financial regulation cooperation, and more. The meeting was co-chaired by People's Bank of China Vice Governor Xuan Changneng and Deputy Undersecretary for International Finance at the U.S. Department of the Treasury, Brent Neiman. Israel's war cabinet has postponed its third meeting to decide on a response to Iran's first-ever direct attack on its territory. Western allies have eyed swift new sanctions against Tehran to help dissuade Israel from a major escalation. Meanwhile, Israeli tanks have pushed back into parts of northern Gaza while warplanes continue to conduct airstrikes on Rafah City. Sam Metnick has details.
Rhetoric is heating up between Israel and Iran after Israel said it was going to respond to Iran's attack over the weekend. On Tuesday, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said that Iran failed in its attack, but he said that anyone who fights Israel is going to be defeated. Israel's army spokesman Daniel Hagari said that it will happen in a time and place of Israel's choosing, and he said that Iran was not going to be let off the hook.
Besides, the cruise missiles, the rockets, the drones firing 110 ballistic missiles is an escalation to the region.
Now, Iran has warned that if Israel responds, it is going to retaliate within seconds, it said, not within weeks, which has been done previously.
The first seven jurors have been selected to serve on former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. Altogether, a panel of 12 members and six alternates are needed for the legal proceedings to go ahead. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 election. Trump has pleaded not guilty to the charges while calling the case a partisan witch hunt. The hush money case is one of four criminal prosecutions against the former U.S. leader. The rest include his alleged attempts to overturn his 2020 loss and mishandling of classified information. Trump is the first former president to ever stand criminal trial in U.S. history. The Venezuelan president has ordered the closure of his country's diplomatic missions in Ecuador following a raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Nicolas Maduro says he's also calling back diplomatic personnel until international law is restored in Ecuador. Meantime, Honduras has recalled its chargé d'affaires. The latest discord comes after law enforcement tried to arrest former Ecuadorian Vice President Jorge Glass sheltering in the Mexican embassy. Mexico had since filed a complaint at the International Court of Justice and severed its diplomatic relations with Ecuador. Voting in Solomon Islands' parliamentary election has kicked off after polling stations opened across the country. A total of 334 candidates are vying for 50 seats in the race. Voters will be casting their ballots in both national and provincial elections. Heavy rain has battered some Gulf states, causing flash flooding and disrupting air traffic at Dubai Airport. Video footage appeared to show jets leaving waves in their wake as they made their way down flooded runways at the busy international aviation hub. In several states, up to a year's worth of rain fell in just one day. Authorities in Oman say floods have killed at least 18 people. The Gulf region is usually known for hot and dry weather, but downpours and flash floods have occurred with greater frequency in recent years. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.